Proclamation number 7333 of 12th of April, 1959. God, love and truth are one. You would all think in the same way if only you would always ask me for enlightenment when you are afflicted by doubts which concern me and my kingdom. For only one can give you the truth, and he will truly do so if you ask him for it. The truth is my fundamental nature, thus I must also want you to live in truth yourselves, because in your fundamental substance you are the same as me. You only distorted yourselves and your nature through your own fault. Yet I want you to return to perfection again, to become again as you were from the beginning. Thus I must also want your nature to return to truth again, which you had left due to the darkening of your spirit when you apostatized from me of your own free will. Hence truth will always be conveyed to you from me if only you have the prerequisite which makes the conveyance of truth possible. And this includes free will to be in possession of truth. To come into possession of truth. It includes that you entrust yourselves to the one who is truth himself from eternity, that you desire to receive it from me and thus approach me for it. And anyone who does so can also be certain that his thinking will now be guided by me and that he will soon only move in truth, for only through truth can imperfection be changed into perfection again. Only truth shows the human being the right path, the path of return to me, and only truth is the right path to me. And if all people took the path to me, then all people's thoughts would also be guided correctly and there would already be a state of peace on this earth, because people would live on earth in my will which, through the imparting of truth, is very clear and unambiguous to them and has to lead them back to perfection, because my will is simply the law of divine order, a life and love. Love and truth cannot be separated from each other. For love and truth belong to my fundamental nature, thus, God, love and trust must be one and everyone close to me who moves in love and in truth. Believe that you only come close to me through truth and that truth also demands a life of love at the same time, for the unloving human being cannot possess truth because it only originates from me but I cannot give myself to people whose nature is still far removed from love. Only a life of love awakens the human being's desire for truth. Yet again, the supply of truth can stimulate the human being into a life of love, because truth can guide him onto the right path. Because it can point him to the commandments of love and a person of good will seriously takes a stand on it and love can now also ignite in him and thus the desire for truth then also awakens. And thus the path to me has now been taken through the supply of truth. There must only be the will in man to experience the truth. And this will is the approach to me, which I never leave unnoticed but can now influence him mentally or also through experiences which, however, will always cause right thinking, which contribute to the recognition of truth and now also consciously let him establish the bond with me so that Roman 1, as the eternal truth, can now reveal myself to him. Amen.